Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
We'll start with Andy Murray because of, as a nation, it's the one stimulating story, isn't it, that everyone could get involved in tennis-wise. So he stepped back out on a court last night in a tartan hat to play Roger Federer. It was in a kilt. It was a friendly in Glasgow, but I suppose it was an indication that maybe he's putting his injuries behind him.
Oh, certainly, and it's obviously fantastic to see Murray back on the tennis court. We'd not seen him in public since Wimbledon, and so to see him on the court and playing and competing is a bit of a relief, really, obviously, because it's been quite a long injury layoff, and certainly this time last year it was all about Murray being world number one and racing to get to the top of the rankings, and obviously this year it's been the opposite of that, and he's been sat at home and he's been trying to recover from his injury. So to see him back on court was a bit of a relief and a bit of a positive step forward, really.
How long does it take Murray to get back to his very best? Indeed, can he get back to his best again? Is the target of being world number one there for him to aim at once more?
I don't know necessarily if that's something that Murray wants to do now. I mean, he's been world number one and he was world number one for a decent amount of time. I know when he got the ranking, it was about this time last year, and the worry initially was he was only going to be world number one for about a week or maybe 2 weeks, but the fact that he was able to stay world number one for the majority, at least half of this year, that's done now, and I think that's ticked off. And I don't know going forward if Murray needs to look at the likes of Federer and the likes of Nadal, who really manage the schedule quite carefully. And I don't think he necessarily needs to be playing every single week. I think he needs to be thinking about peaking at the right times. And there's no reason why Murray can't get back to full fitness, and there's no reason why he can't win some more Grand Slams. But whether he's got it in him physically to grind it out week after week after week to get back to world number one is obviously a decision he's probably got to make himself.
So he has to be a bit more choosy. It might just be about adding a couple more Grand Slams, then rest your body. We saw what it did for Roger Federer last year.
Oh, Federer's schedule, I mean, to win the Australian Open and then to win Miami, to win Indian Wells, but then he made the decision, right, I'm not going to play any clay court tournaments. I'm just going to wait for Wimbledon. And then obviously he turns up at Wimbledon and wins there as well. And so I think, yeah, these players now, they've done so much for the game. They've been around for so long. And I think it's their right, really, to pick and choose when they play. And probably Murray, at the stage of his career he's at, possibly looking at doing something similar once he gets fit. He's talking about January, but I think he's not making any massive promises about exactly when he's going to be back on court. But once he's back, I think he's obviously going to have to be very careful and very selective about when he does play.
I didn't see him play last night, but one of the reports this morning saying there was still a visible limp at times, which sort of shows the extent of the injury that he's been battling through.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, I don't know if that's so much his injury or the fact that he's obviously played tennis to a very high level for the last probably 20 years since he was a kid, and possibly he'll always have that walk, you know what I mean? I think he's obviously got the battle scars. It's obviously took a lot out of him, and I think certainly the physical commitment that tennis players have to make to their sport, you don't know how long the matches are going to be, you don't know how many matches you're going to play in a week, the season is 11 months long. I think certainly Murray's possibly somebody who's always going to have that physical toll, similar to Nadal as well. Nadal talks a lot about his knees and how much he always seems to be in some sort of pain. And I think that's maybe something that will always be there for Murray. But certainly during the points, I mean, it was an exhibition match, probably the equivalent of like a football friendly match in that they were playing. But I think they're always leaving that little bit in reserve, really, knowing that it's not a Grand Slam, it's not an ATP tournament, but certainly they were on court for quite a while yesterday. So quite a good run out for Murray. Like you talk about footballers in pre-season, I think very, very similar sort of thing last night with Andy Murray.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.